Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. This week was the Thanksgiving supper at the Mother Hole home in Kearney. I rode along with Mom to spend the evening with Dad. The meal was great, and as I often do this time of year, I ate much more than I needed to. Dad was alert, but not very talkative. When I asked why he was being so quiet, he just shrugged and said he didn't have much to talk about. He ate pretty well, but since Mom was willing to feed him, he was willing to let her. Mom and I visited with the other folks at the table, a daughter and granddaughter sharing the meal with Grandpa, the man in the room next to Dad's. He wasn't much for conversation either, although he did confirm loud and clear what the rest of us suspected, that November cantaloupe in Nebraska might not be the greatest, especially when it had been purried and drank through a straw. Dad was a little fidgety and had reached out and picked up a miniature pumpkin that was on the table as a decoration. He scrunched his forehead as he studied it, and then moved his fingers across the ridges and counted to three. This didn't seem right to him, so he counted again and showed it to Mom and had her give it a try. She came up with 11, but there was one line that was not very deep the whole side of the pumpkin, so it might have been only 10. Dad was pretty sure this was not right, and concentrated even harder on the mysterious object that he held in his hand. He had made it most of the way around the pumpkin, was up to 9, when someone walked by the table, patted him on the shoulder and said, "Hello, Bob," and then moved on down the hallway. By the time Dad had turned to his left to see who it was, they were gone, and he had to start over on his count. He handed the pumpkin to me. I made 3 laps and came up with 30. He knew that was not right and found no amusement in my lack of dedication to the task at hand, a feeling that I can often relate to when I'm working with my sons. The nurse who brought his medication spent quite a little time counting pumpkin lines, trying to get the right answer, or at least one that would satisfy him long enough to take his mind off the pumpkin and eat his bite of pudding and drink his juice. She didn't count any better than any of the rest of us, but I was amazed at her willingness to spend time trying to satisfy him when it was obvious she still had many other patients to tend to. As Mom and I pushed his wheelchair back to the room, and we visited with the staff from the home who were finally getting a chance to eat after spending the previous hours seeing that everyone else was taken care of. Dad often gets sad when we leave, so we didn't spend much time saying goodbye, and he was kind of busy anyway. Still trying to get it right, moving his thumb from ridge to ridge, intently counting. This week we celebrate Thanksgiving. Let's heed the words of the writer of Ecclesiastes, that there is nothing new under the sun, and that satisfaction does not come from worldly accumulation. Let's not get so caught up in the futile exercise of counting lines on pumpkins, or ledgers, or tally books, and being thankful for stuff, and concentrate instead on being thankful for being part of God's creation. This morning I'd like to share a little poem with you that I call Coyote's Praise. May the coyotes serenade you each evening. May the ringnecks cackle raise you each morn. May you always find fun in a day's work well done, and joy in each new life that's born. For all of these are gifts from our Father, who has made all that's around us in love. As you walk through your days, may you always have praise for your wonderful Savior above. Thanks for riding along this morning on Homegrown. I appreciate you spending part of your day with me. Have a great week. Hoping our happy trails cross soon. I'm R.P. Smith.